Pakistan back in front.
Despite being born blind, Akrami has loved football all his life. The audio descriptive commentary he's listening to ensures he can enjoy game day like any other fan. Specially trained commentators were at this event in Qatar for the benefit of blind and visually impaired supporters.
Audio descriptive commentary is totally different from the mainstream commentary that we listen to on televisions or radio stations. It aims at describing actions, like how players are reacting, how fans are cheering up for their teams, how the ball is moving. They are like following the ball all time. They are describing every single action as if they are looking at the game. They are our eyes.
A lot of the time, that's where Lampard went.
In the build-up to this World Cup, Qatar's Hamad bin Khalifa University organised training programmes for would-be commentators, volunteers, with the chance to play a key role at the finals.
It's still very challenging for people with disability to go from their homes to their seat. It's a lot of challenges for them. And when they are in their seat, you know for sure that these people are obsessed with football. They love the game. So I promised myself that I'm going to be delivering the best audio descriptive commentary for them.
Life is giving me the opportunity to share what I feel inside my heart toward this game through my voice and explain it till the maximum for somebody who shares this feelings.
Accessible via an app on your phone, this type of commentary has become increasingly common in Europe, but Arabic hadn't been heard at a major tournament until last year's Arab Cup. Audio descriptive commentary made its World Cup debut in South Africa in 2010, but this is the first time it will be available at the finals in the Arabic language. This specialised commentary will be on offer in Arabic and English at every game during this World Cup.
When we speak of Qatar World Cup, we always speak of legacy, what this tournament will leave to the region. And I hope that the audio descriptive commentary will be a part of this legacy.
Making football in the Middle East a more inclusive experience, just one long-term target of this World Cup. Andy Richardson, Al Jazeera, Doha.